The writer and director of Rudo y Cursi, Carlos Cuarón, is at his office in Mexico City. And Mr. Cuarón, is Gael García Bernal's singing voice really that bad?
I don't want to defend him, but he's a better singer.
Oh, he's actually a better singer.
Yeah, you have to understand that who's singing there is the character. And for plot reasons, he needed to sing that way.
These brothers love soccer, but of course you have a very famous brother as well, Alfonso Cuarón, who directed the film Y Tu Mamá También with you. You're both filmmakers. He's your older brother. It just seems sort of coincidental, maybe?
Well, it's not autobiographical at all. Only probably what Alfonso and I share with Rudo and Cursi is probably the fact that we are totally idiotic and the fact that we tease each other all day long. Brotherly relationships are all alike. The way I relate to my brothers, I have other brothers, so the way I relate to them is probably very close to the way you relate to your own brothers, because the theme is universal, and also the patterns are universal, and they repeat themselves. And the fact that, as in any relationship, it is all about power playing and how it shifts from hand to hand, depending on the moment.
Now, all the people involved with producing this movie, you, your brother Alfonso, the directors Alejandro González Iñárritu, Guillermo del Toro. You guys are the giants of what's being called New Mexican cinema, behind some of the most acclaimed films over the past few years. Pan's Labyrinth, Babel, Amoros Perros, Y Tu Mamá También, one of the Harry Potter films. I can go on. And you're actually all old friends.
Well, it's Alfonso and I have known Guillermo for the last 20-something years. And Alejandro González, at least 15. So it's a long time. And what I guess is, what happens is that we all admire each other and are not, afraid to say so.
Now, this is your first feature film as a director, of course.
Yeah.
You've written several films. How is your sort of vision of filmmaking different from, say, your brother Alfonso's?
Well, to start with, we are different persons, so that creates a difference from scratch, right? And because of that, we also share different knowledge. Part of it is common because, we sucked the same breasts when we were babies. But he was born a director and I was born a writer who now is directing. And the same way with Alfonso. He was born a director that now he's writing also. So we have like complementary opposite ways.
Many of the films made by your group of contemporaries aren't set in Mexico, but is there an element you see in all of these films that is identifiably Mexican?
I don't know if identifiably Mexican, as you say. In all of their films, there's always Mexican that I see and I laugh, but it's all like a private joke. It's what I think we all share in common is the fact that we do not believe in nationalities, we believe in cultures. And therefore, we believe about in good movies, and we try to make good movies, And we work with very universal themes, but the contexts are always very specific and particular.
I was talking with our film critic, Bob Mondello, and he reminded me that the golden age of Mexican cinema was in the 1940s.
Yep.
But when you and your brother were growing up, it was sort of pretty much sex and wrestling films. What did you and your brother watch growing up? Did you watch mainly American films?
Well, sex and wrestling. And then we tried to mix them, and make a sex and wrestling movie, but we failed at the attempt. No, that was in the 80s. We, in a way, we were really very lucky. Our generation was very lucky because Mexico City in the 70s and 80s had a lot of art houses. We got the best from, the American directors in the 70s, like Altman and Cassavetes and Scorsese and all of those guys. And we also got the great Japanese or Asian and European filmmakers like Bergman and Kurosawa. We grew up with that and also with the franchise movies that started in the 70s. People always think of Star Wars, but the one I remember the most is the Planet of the Apes. that I really loved. So
some sort of film critics are talking about this sort of the so-called new Mexican cinema wave and kind of comparing it to other movements like, you know, French New Wave cinema. And you're sort of part of this thing. Does it feel like there is this real movement that you're part of, or is it something that you won't be able to really know for another 10 or 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. I mean, with a new wave, it was a whole way and style of doing things, you know, that they shared together. And in this case, I just think is friends doing their thing and trying to help the other friends.
Carlos Cuarón wrote and directed the new film Rudo y Cursi. He also co-wrote Y tu mamá también with his brother Alfonso Cuarón. Carlos Cuarón, thanks for taking the time to speak with us from Mexico City.
Thank you, Guy.